The door was opened by a small, ratty-looking man with a thin, ratty moustache who was wearing a sports coat that had an orange and red stripe in the material.
"Yes," he said, peering out at Miss Honey. "If you're selling raffle tickets, I don't want any."
"I'm not," Miss Honey said. "And please forgive me for butting in on you like this. I am Matilda's teacher at school, and it is important I have a word with you and your wife."
"Got into trouble already, has she?"
Mr. Wormwood said, blocking the doorway.
"Well, she's your responsibility from now on. You'll have to deal with her."
"She is in no trouble at all," Miss Honey said. "I have come with good news about her, quite startling news, Mr. Wormwood. Do you think I might come in for a few minutes and talk to you about Matilda?"
"We are right in the middle of watching one of our favourite programmes," Mr. Wormwood said. "This is most inconvenient. Why don't you come back some other time?"
Miss Honey began to lose patience.
"Mr. Wormwood," she said, "if you think some rotten TV programme is more important than your daughter's future, then you ought not to be a parent. Why don't you switch the darn thing off and listen to me?"
That shook Mr. Wormwood. He was not used to being spoken to in this way. He peered carefully at the slim, frail woman who stood so resolutely out on the porch.
"Oh, very well then," he snapped. "Come on in and let's get it over with,"
Miss Honey said. Miss Honey stepped briskly inside.
"Mrs. Wormwood isn't going to thank you for this,"
the man said as he led her into the sitting room, where a large platinum blonde woman was gazing rapturously at the TV screen.
"Who is it?"
the woman said, not looking round.
"Some school teacher," Mr. Wormwood said. "She says she's got to talk to us about Matilda."
He crossed to the TV set and turned down the sound but left the picture on the screen.
"Don't do that, Harry," Mrs. Wormwood cried out. "Willard is just about to propose to Angelica."
"You can still watch it while we're talking," Mr. Wormwood said. "This is Matilda's teacher. She says she's got some sort of news to give us."
"My name is Jennifer Honey," Miss Honey said. "How do you do, Mrs. Wormwood?" Mrs. Wormwood glared at her and said,
"What's the trouble, then?"
Nobody invited Miss Honey to sit down, so she chose a chair and sat down anyway. "This," she said, "was your daughter's first day at school."
"We know that,"
Mrs. Wormwood said, ratty about missing her programme.
"Is that all you came to tell us?"
Miss Honey stared hard into the other woman's wet, grey eyes, and she allowed the silence to hang in the air until Mrs. Wormwood became uncomfortable. "Do you wish me to explain why I came?" she said.
"Get on with it, then,"
Mrs. Wormwood said.